From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Pope Benedict XVI is in Germany today.
Im Vaters und des Sohnes und des Heiligen Geistes.
He has been widely cheered on this visit, his first trip as pontiff to Munich and to his home state of Bavaria. American Catholics have yet to get a live glimpse of the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, but a growing number are following Benedict XVI and other Vatican happenings at an unlikely source, a 23-year-old American who writes a blog from the basement of his parents' home in Philadelphia, is that source. As NPR's Rachel Martin reports, his blog has become a must-read for church insiders and for anyone else interested in the daily minutiae of the Catholic Church.
Rocco Palmo's cell phone is like an extension of himself. Sometimes he uses a wireless earpiece, other times he jams the phone in the crook of his neck, but it's never out of reach.
Hey. All right, what's going on?
Today, Palmo is walking down the street near his house in South Philadelphia when he gets a call from a loyal source dishing details about a breaking story.
What do you think of this whole Jimmy Green thing? Very interesting. Now, do we know if the ordination is going to be here? It is going to be. Do they have a date? Oh my God, that's 2 weeks away.
Jimmy Green is actually Archbishop James Patrick Green, a Philadelphia bishop who's been appointed as the new papal diplomat to South Africa. Palmo presses the phone to his ear with one hand, frenetically flicking a cigarette with the other. He paces and anxiously shifts his wiry frame back and forth. Then he divulges a lead of his own, using the language of the church like a code.
Oh, one more thing. I heard something about Wilmington, that Wilmington might be getting coadjutor. So keep your eyes open, and if you hear anything about you, let me know.
It doesn't matter how seemingly trivial the promotion or how obscure the Vatican edict, Palmo lives for this kind of stuff. He confirms leads, sprinkles in a bit of analysis, a pinch of sarcasm, and a dash of humor, and sends the finished product out into cyberspace on his blog, Whispers in the Loggia. Every day, he chronicles arcane appointments, policy minutiae, and downright gossipy details about the Church, the Vatican, and Pope Benedict XVI himself. Here's one of his favorites.
One thing I noted was that I had been told that the Pope would wear, at the end of the day, when everyone was away, that he had been given, a friend had given him a couple gifts of blue tracksuits, just to kind of lounge in, and everything. And yeah, so imagine the Pope just sitting there in front of the TV, flipping around the channels, or playing the piano in a blue tracksuit.
Palmo graduated from the University of Pennsylvania in 2004 with a degree in political communications, and he still lives with his parents in the same row house where he grew up.
Here, come on in.
Here in his makeshift office in the basement, reference works on Catholic canon law spill from wooden bookshelves. A small framed photo of his grandmother sits on the desk. A portrait of Elvis hangs on the wall above an overflowing laundry basket on the floor. Palmo sits on a faded beige couch and writes up the news he just learned on his blog. Palmo started his blog a couple years ago with only 3 readers. Now he tracks as many as 8,000 a day from as far away as China and Australia. He says thanks to the internet and his sources, he's got real-time access to top-level information from the Vatican, sometimes rivaling even mainstream news sources.
Many people, when he first came out, thought he was a 50-something Vatican bureaucrat.
Bill McGarvey is the editor of a religious website called BustedHalo.com.
There was a lot of speculation on Catholic blogs that he was this priest from Philadelphia, that he knows so much and his knowledge is so deep about the church and that people assumed he was an insider.
But Palmo never wanted to be a priest and didn't even go to Catholic school. The church has always been a big part of his life, though. He's third generation in a huge Italian-American family where serving as an altar boy was standard protocol. As a kid, he became utterly fascinated with the inner workings of the church, and now he's turned that fascination into what he calls the Vatican's sports section.
See who's up, who's down, who's in favor, who's not, who's getting, exiled, who's getting brought in, kind of Italian school chiacchierone, just going off about, other people are doing this or that. So it's a beautiful thing.
Unfortunately, it's not really a well-paying thing, and he's just started asking his readers for online donations. Sitting outside on his front porch, Palmo says he doesn't have a political agenda, but some readers think otherwise.
I have the people on the left calling me this kind of misogynist conservative, and I have the people on the right, you know, calling me this kind of flaming pinko liberal who won't be happy until Satan is crowned as the Pope.
Love him or hate him, people in Catholic circles are still reading, even some inside the Vatican. John Allen is a veteran correspondent with the National Catholic Reporter.
As I move in and out of offices of the Vatican, it's quite frequent for English speakers to ask me if I'm aware of this thing, Whispers in the Loggia, and what I think about it.
Allen has an online column himself and is considered one of America's top experts on the Vatican. He says Palmo's blog may have a following, but it's hardly seen by bishops as a source of hard-hitting news and analysis.
I think some of them would see it as entertaining. Others would see it as salacious and kind of sensationalistic.
But even if Palmo's blog is more entertainment weekly than New York Times, it still has value, says Father Jim Martin. He's the editor of a weekly Catholic magazine called America. He reads Whispers in the Loggia daily and says it's not just a fun source of Vatican factoids, but a rare peek behind the church's red velvet curtain.
I think that what Whispers in the Loggia does, along with other blogs, is to open up a window into what's going on in the Vatican, which remains, you know, cloaked in mystery. So anything that can shed light on the way the Vatican works, I think, is helpful for people.
Not so, says Archbishop Charles Joseph Chaput of Denver. He's impressed by Palmo's wide and deep knowledge of the church, but he says blogs like his can distract people from the true meaning and mission of the church.
I think any time important events in the life of the church are handled in a frivolous way or in a gossipy way, it certainly doesn't do any good. It seems to me that there's way too much time spent in exchanging information that in some ways really clutters rather than helps understanding.
By mid-afternoon, Palmo has already updated his blog several times and needs another cigarette. He leans against the wooden railing on the front porch and lights up. Even though he has to deliver newspapers to help pay his ever-rising cell phone bill, Palmo says right now he can't imagine doing anything else.
It's just this kind of, you know, treasure trove of, you know, politics, of intrigue, of 2,000 years of colorful characters, please. And of just this, and there's just something about it. You know, it's ritual, it's mystique, which lures people and has this, you know, is able to captivate the imagination.
Do you have any proof that officials in the Vatican are reading your blog?
Yes, I have emails I can't show you.
He grins when asked if the Pope is among his readers. A Vatican spokesman declined to comment on the blog or whether it's part of the Pope's regular reading material, but Palmo says he's noticed one German language computer connecting to his blog site from inside Vatican City, late night Rome time, which only makes him wonder. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.